This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Neil Williamson is the executive director of the Free Enterprise Forum. It's online at freeenterpriseforum.org. You cannot ask for a more convenient website. You ever run into folks who got these wacky URLs and... You know, they finally say, just Google me. Freeenterpriseforum.org. Neil, you've recently released, just this weekend, a new report, The Eye of the Beholder. What is this all about?
Well, thank you, Coy, for having me on. The Eye of the Beholder report is really a look at Albemarle County's Architectural Review Board, known as the ARB, that governs the Albemarle County's 21, yes, count them, 21 entrance corridors, and governs the aesthetics in those entrance corridors.
And the point of what's the message of the report that you're trying to get out to people?
The message of the report is we now have 20 years of empirical data on the Albemarle County ARB, and I think that it's time. I'm hoping that this report, which examines legal issues as well as looking at case studies, starts to ask the question, are we getting what we want from the ARB? Is the ARB addressing its very specific mission, or is it going into mission creep and expanding its scope beyond just the aesthetics on within the entrance corridors?
So give me some examples of things that you dug up in your research that you think are, well, this really is emblematic of perhaps mission creep.
Well, the idea, the legal question that came up that we reviewed in depth in the report really is the idea of federal trademarks. If you think about Coca-Cola, there's a specific stylized manner in which Coca-Cola is written when it is referring to the brand. That stylized message has a real power as a brand. In Albemarle County, you would have restrictions with regard to the color in which that would be put up if you were putting it up in the entrance corridor. A good example of that is the Toys R Us sign, which is one of the only one-color Toys R Us signs you'll find anywhere in the world. Another example, more recent, if you head north on 29, the Stellar One Banking Center that's being built has a temporary sign which doesn't go under ARB review, which shows its logo in its trademarked format, which is a two-color logo. It's an attractive logo, and it is a burgundy and a gold. However, when they came to put in the signs in Albemarle County, they did, an outside sign firm did the work, and they got a sign permit, or they put in for a sign permit and got the receipt. And in many localities, that's all you need. There's not a permit that's issued. You get the receipt. That's it. You're permitted to put up your sign. They put up the signs with their trademarked logo. They then found out they had to go through a ARB review. In doing so, they were not meeting the guidelines. They had to spend an additional $10,000 in refacing the signs. And they now have one-color signs, all red signs, that are you can see on the Sprint building that's up on the right side of 29 as you head north.
So, and the message, what's the larger message here? Is this government run amok? Is that your feeling? And the feeling, well, I don't know if that's your feeling, but the opinion of the forum is...
The real question that I come to after reading all of the case studies and the law is, are businesses succeeding in Albemarle County's entrance corridors because of the entrance corridor guidelines or in spite of them? And I tend to believe that the way that these corridor guidelines have been put forth, they are succeeding in spite of the guidelines, and some enterprises have chosen not to change their business model and simply not to locate in Albemarle County.
Like?
Well, the one that we cite in our paper is the Cracker Barrel. Cracker Barrel never got an ARB review, mind you, but design professionals told Cracker Barrel the things they needed to do to get ARB approval, including a reduced signage, probably not be able to have the rockers on the porch, which I kind of like. And they chose not to go forward with that. Now, that never went to the ARB, but certainly that had a chill on their intention of locating in Albemarle County. They may be back in another iteration, but this was one particular spot that they were looking seriously at.
I find it hard to believe that the rockers wouldn't make it, because we have Shell stations in town that have rockers on the porch. You know?
I agree. And I think that, in fact, that the Shell station with rockers on the porch is referenced in the ARB guidelines as one of the things they like. So it may be that there were other aspects of their appearance that did not make the muster.
I hope they work that out, because I'm a big fan of the Cracker Barrel.
I love the Return the Tapes program. That's good stuff.
Yeah, I love Cracker Barrel. I mean, that's great, especially Sunday night. They got the chicken special on Sunday nights. It's fantastic. And folks may not know, we got a Cracker Barrel in Waynesboro and another one 9 miles away in Stanton. Prefer the one in Waynesboro. Service is better.
folks, as I look at the sales tax reports, more and more folks know, as more and more sales tax is moving to Waynesboro and outlying counties.
Now, let me ask you this, because clearly there's a balance here that, and it's that Jefferson spoke of this balance that government must always seek between, you know, private might that becomes so powerful that people start to lose their freedoms, or public might, government might, that becomes so powerful that people start to lose their freedoms. So, you know, he said that there has to be this delicate balance that you always seek as a free country, you know, and this. The ARB, the Architectural Review Board, there's a lot of, I'm thinking of a lot of upscale, like, beach communities that have, like, really aggressive review boards, and but they still get businesses. They still get a lot of businesses come in and say, you know what, we want to be here so bad, we will follow your rules, and they come in. Is that, you think, part of the mindset of some of the folks here who might support the review board, that this is one of the best places to live in America? We're always making those top lists for everything. If businesses really want to be here bad enough, they're gonna follow our rules and not have these garish, huge signs and, you know, whatnot.
Well, I think you raise a fair point, and I think that is the position that many folks have. And I'm not in the report. We're not actually advocating for the abolition of the ARB.
Good point, and fair enough. Yeah,
but if you take a look as you head on East Rio Road. There's right before you get to the community church on the left, there's a Kangaroo gas station, and it's got a Kangaroo logo. It's an attractive little sign.
Yeah.
That sign would not be permitted in the entrance corridor. That's the kind of sign.
Because it's too many colors?
Too many colors. And that's the kind of garish sign. And I don't find that sign to be particularly garish.
No, I don't either.
I kind of like kangaroos.
Yeah.
It was mentioned specifically by a former ARB member. That's the kind of sign we want to avoid in our community. And that's the subjectiveness of the ARB that I think one of the things that I think need to be brought out is that the Board of Supervisors is really appoints the ARB, but is not engaged in the ARB process and needs to be. They don't even get the ARB minutes. And the minutes and the agendas for the ARB are not available online. And I still don't know why that is. They're prepared electronically, and I'm able to get them after requesting them, but they're just not. It's a very closed loop right there. And the public that comes usually are the folks that don't have ARB issues in mind, but they're really advocating against a use. And that's not the ARB's purview.
We're talking with Neil Williamson. He's the executive director of the Free Enterprise Forum. This report about the Albemarle County Architectural Review Board is available online at freeenterpriseforum.org. Let's bring the listeners in at 977-1070. That's the phone number for you right now at 977-1070. You agree or disagree? Your thoughts about the Architectural Review Board? Have they ever contacted you? Do you have a business in this community with some sign issues? And well, we know one that does for sure, but that's a long story, and that I don't know if that's related to this or not. But now, what else is your thoughts about how would you fix this?
Well, I think it's important. One of the reasons people say, "Well, I haven't heard a whole lot of criticism about the ARB." And there haven't been that many things appealed to the Board of Supervisors. In 20 years, Coy, nothing has been appealed to the Circuit Court, which is the relief valve from the Board of Supervisors. The reason is folks that come forward before the ARB, generally speaking, are folks that will be before the ARB again. And the ARB is a small panel, and I would anticipate many applicants would think that the ARB has long memories. Interestingly, the Montessori School came before the ARB and did appeal the decision. And that case study is reviewed in the Eye of the Beholder report. And it is a great example of somebody that came forward and said, look, green building is important to us, more important than the aesthetics in the entrance corridor. And you say it's important in your comprehensive plan. How do you weigh these two things? And the board came back and said, you need to really consider this LEED certification as critically important to the county's vision for an ecologically sound society.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of the maturation of our culture is learning more about green building, and this just makes sense, you know, ecologically and economically.
Sure, but the question is, the ARB should be moved then. The ARB should be moved below the Planning Commission. Right now, county departments such as engineering, emergency management services, and others, and outside agencies such as VDOT move up to the Planning Commission, the Planning Commission can weigh those competing comprehensive plan goals and make a judgment call. Right now, the entrance corridor folks, they were stuck. They didn't have any recourse to evaluate anything about the ecological impacts of the building. It was simply a matter of, we have to do what's best for the entrance corridor, and we have to ignore the ecological aspect.
Yeah.
Because in the arguments, the planner suggested, well, it's not that you can't build an entrance corridor green building. It's just that this green building doesn't meet the entrance corridor guidelines.
Right.
And it's a very important position, and the idea of moving the ARB beneath the Planning Commission is a critical part of the recommendations in this report.
Neil Williamson with the Free Enterprise Forum. Let's bring the listeners in on this conversation at 977-1070. Sarah is on the program in Free Union. Sarah, thanks for the call. Go right ahead.
Yes, this just, to me, fits in with you discussed last week with a different guest who was saying that the people in Richmond tend to view Albemarle, Charlottesville as not friendly and receptive to business. And this is exactly why. That if there's one place in the whole United States that has to have a different Toys R Us sign is us. On 29, which is a pox on the world, I mean, I don't think you could put anything up too ugly that would detract from the already hideous nature of, you know, it just is ridiculous. It's onerous. It's, I don't know, it's beyond the pale.
Sarah, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Yeah, absolutely. We have a line open, 977-1070. We're talking with Neil Williamson of the Free Enterprise Forum. I can think of worse, though, and if you drive on 64 towards Stanton, that Church on the Hill has a new digital marquee board up there, a new billboard that's just unbelievable. So, yet there is worse, but...
I have driven driven by there recently, and it is an innovative new use of signage.
There you go. Yeah, that's a polite way to put it. Tom is on the program in Albemarle County. Tom, you go right ahead.
Coy, you knew I couldn't resist, didn't you?
There you are.
Neil, you had to bring me into this, didn't you? Neil?
I'm here, Tom.
Yeah, Tom, go right ahead. Yeah, we got a lot of folks want to get through. You go right ahead.
I'm sorry. I wanted to say this is kind of the Neil's comments here, kind of the basis of my problems with the county going way back to the beginning of the Architectural Review Board and then ending with the zoning issues that are going to come to the court, by the way, Coy, so that you will know that. We'll have a chance for our day in court coming up later this month, and we'll keep you posted on that. But it started way back when the color red, which is Arby's color, couldn't be used on my building. It had to be, an innocuous brown color because it fit in. We couldn't do a pinnacle roof, which is a proven winner, like the Kentucky Fried Chicken building down, Barracks Road area. Not Barracks Road, but Emmett Street.
Yeah.
We couldn't do that pinnacle roof because that wasn't Jeffersonian. We had to have a flat roof that was so low it couldn't be seen by stopped traffic at Airport Road looking down. Nobody would know we were there. We couldn't put our Arby's logo signs. They had to be obviously very small monument signs consistent with the rest of them. We couldn't put the backlit awnings, which are traditional to the Arby's restaurants. We couldn't do a lot of the things that would help us in our visibility, and which I think by conforming have cost us hundreds of thousands, maybe into the millions of dollars in the last 10 years, because people keep telling us, you're so hard to find. You're so hard to get to. The traffic area is not designed very well, and it makes it very difficult for us as a merchant to survive in a market like this. And we didn't really argue much for the Architectural Review Board for the very reasons Neil pointed out, We just didn't want to battle. We didn't want to fight, and we were coming back with more designs and plans to build 5 restaurants. But believe me, after building 2, I said, it's not worth the battle.
Tom, thanks for the call. I got to get one more call in. I really appreciate it. Thank you. You're welcome anytime. We want to get Chris on. He's in Albemarle County as well. Chris, go right ahead.
Yes, sir. I had problems with the Architectural Review Board as well with a backlit sign. Our franchise requires our logo to be backlit, and our letters are white. Therefore, you can't have our primary color shine through. And the thing that drove me absolutely crazy was at the time that I was involved with the Architectural Review Board, there was clearly nobody on there that had any business experience at all. They were environmentalists. They were, I guess, housewives. They were, you know, from the university sector. But nobody had any experience with meeting payrolls, trying to make a buck, trying to employ and hire people within the Charlottesville Albemarle community. And it was very, very, very difficult to deal with them because they not only didn't understand our problem, they clearly didn't care.
Chris, thank you for your for sharing your story. I appreciate you joining the conversation. There's Chris in Albemarle County. And before we break, I just want to say I don't want to condemn any housewife or anybody who wants to serve in government because they're always looking for people to serve on these commissions and panels. And I applaud anybody who steps up. But I appreciate what, you know, his larger concern here of what he's sharing, that, you know, he would like to have seen somebody up on the board who had some sense of what he was going through.
Well, but in addition, I think that the charge from the Board of Supervisors needs to be clearly detailed. And the folks that serve on the Architectural Review Board work hard. Don't get me wrong by any stretch. The idea behind it, but they need to clearly have their role delineated. They do not need to be dictating uses. That's really the purview of the board, not the appointed Albemarle Architectural Review Board.
We're talking with Neil Williamson of the Free Enterprise Forum. Last question, then we got a break for news. But do you see, you obviously see room for improvement here, and you've suggested some things in your report. Do you see some friendly reception on the part of the new sort of more conservative majority on the board that might grab this and run with it?
Well,
there's
a zoning text amendment that's going forward on Wednesday that is a step in the right direction that actually was started prior to this board being seated. I think this board may choose to go even further with that type of direction. I think there's a new recognition upon the Board of Supervisors and the community at large that this isn't 20 years ago. We are in competition regionally to have the shopping and have the elements that we need, and we need to be competitive. And I do believe there's a resonance. I have not spoken to any board members about the report, but I believe based on my experience, there's a resonance of this message at the Board of Supervisors level.
Yeah, and that's a very good point and well taken, and I'll just underscore it. You know, we are competing with Waynesboro and Stanton and Green and Zion's Crossroad in a way that we never really have. So it's an excellent point. Neil Williamson, you can read this report online at freeenterpriseforum.org. Just click on research.
Click on the research button.
There you go. Let's take a break for local news and weather. When we get back, we'll talk a little Virginia politics with Bob Holsworth of VirginiaTomorrow.com. Neil, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.